In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to study a topic in the Song of Songs.
奉主的圣名，我们要今天要查考在雅歌里面一段的经节。
Last week we talked about let me see your countenance, let me hear your voice in chapter 2 verse 14, right?
那上一次我们查考到让我看到你的
chapter 2 verse 14.
在第二章第二章十四节第二章十四节求你容我见你的面貌得听你的声音。
And this is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是主耶稣神的声音。
And in this passage from verse 8 to verse 16, we can see two times Jesus says, rise up, rise up.
从第八节到十六节我们可以看到两次的主说起来起来。
First time is verse 10.
第一次是第十节。
Rise up.
起来。
Rise up from our sins.
我们从我们的罪恶起来。
Rise up from our wrong beliefs or wrong concepts about God or about life.
我们从我们在认识错误的认识神中从里面起来。
And then we can follow Jesus Christ.
这样我们就能够跟从主基督。
That means we must have been baptized.
所以就告诉我们，我们就是已经受洗了。
And after that, we enjoy God's grace.
在之后，我们来享受神的恩典。
We enjoy the security of God.
我们享受在神里面的保守。
We enjoy His blessings in this world.
我们享受世界上神赐给我们的祝福。
All kinds of earthly blessings.
很多不同的世界上的祝福。
This is quite true. Many brothers and sisters, after they have been baptized into the true church, they enjoy earthly blessings tremendously.
真的是这样子。很多真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹在受洗之后，享受到很多世上的福气。
And there's a sister, you know, who before coming to the True Jesus Church, she earned only about 4,000 per month.
从前有一个姐妹，她才没有信主之前，她只赚了说四千块，一个月四千块。
That is the money in that country, huh?
就是在那个国家的钱的钱币。
Four years after she has been in the True Jesus Church, she earns 80,000 per month.
就在四年之后她能够赚到八万块。
This time when I met her a few weeks ago, she is now making 90,000 a month.
这是我几个月前碰到她，她已经赚到90万。
This 90,000.
I'm sorry, 九万块。九万块。
Right. And she is just like in security by God's blessing.
所以这个真的是神在主里面得到的祝福。
But she said, no, this is only physical.
她说这不我跟她说这是祝福。
她说
这个只是肉体上的祝福。
Because this will go away when I go, I would not earn anything.
因为我去的时候我并没有赚的很多。
Would not earn anything. But when I die, I cannot earn anything.
So 我死的时候其实没有办法赚到什么。
So she works hard, very hard for God.
所以她为神做很多的工。她是一个姐妹。
And every Sabbath Sunday, she always works for God, even today.
所以每一个安息日下午她都是为
Sabbath day and Sunday.
星期六就是安息日，还有星期日的下午，他都
two days for God.
两天，他这两天都是为神工作。
And Monday to Friday she works.
然后他只一星期一到星期五，他做自己的工。
So Saturday, Sabbath day and Sunday for Jesus.
所以星期六星期日是给神的。
And she is a very joyful person.
所以他是一个很喜乐的人。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because she has risen up the second time.
因为她第二次她起来了。
First time was to rise up from wrong teachings and sins to come to the True Jesus Church in verse 10.
所以第一次是从错误的教训、错误的信仰，她来相信 真耶稣教会在第十节。
Second time, rise up in verse 13.
第二次起来在十三节。
Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away with me, Jesus says.
主耶稣说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
This is second time.
这是第二次。
Rise up from what?
从什么地方起来
？From the blessings of God in this world.
从神在这个世界上的祝福啊，我们要起来。
So that we can do more work for Jesus.
所以我们能够为神做更多的工作。
That is what verse 14 says.
所以十四节就这样说。
So verse 13, last part tells us to rise up. Rise up from where? Verse 14 is the answer.
所以第十三节说起来要起来去哪？十四节就是答案。从哪里起来？十四节就是答案。
O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your countenance, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your countenance is lovely.
就是在你磐石穴中，在斗眼的隐秘处求你容我见你的面貌，听见你的声音。
Clefts of the rock mean cavities within rocks.
因为这个磐石穴中的是就是磐石中的洞。
Very secure.
很稳固。
And the dove can live in there.
就是鸽子也能够住在里面。
Secret places of the cliff. You know, the cliff, and the sea is here, and the mountain is here. On, you know, in the mountain on the sides, you can see pockets of, you know, cavities where doves can live in.Very secure.
那所以我们在这个岩壁那边可以看到有很多那隐秘处那些洞就是鸽子能够住的地方。
Very secure.
很稳固。
So Jesus says, we are the doves.
所以主耶稣说我们是鸽子。
We live in the caves of the rock and the secret places of the cliff.
我们是住在磐石穴中在斗眼的隐秘处。
That means God's protection.
就是神的在神的保护当中
care,
神的看顾当中
God's love,
神的爱里面
God's grace,
神的恩典里
all earthly blessings.
在世界上的祝福里
But Jesus said no, you cannot just stay there.
神告诉说我们不能只是
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
主耶稣说我们不能只是住在那里
Come out.
我们要出来
Let me see your countenance.
所以要看到你的面
That means Let me see your good behaviors.
所以能够看到我们的好行为。
Let me see you working for me.
我们可以看到我们为他工作。
So let me see your countenance. Countenance means actions.
So,
actions, behavior, works for God.
看到面貌就是我们的行动，我们的工作动作。
Let me see. Let me hear your voice.
让我听到你的声音。
This voice, especially the gospel voice.
这个声音是传福音的声音。
Especially gospel.
特别是传福音的声音。
Because this is the mission which has been given to us. We have to preach the word of God throughout the whole world.
这个是神所赐给我们的责任，我们要向世界传福音。
This sister I mentioned now is doing all this. This sister I mentioned just now is doing all this.Letting Jesus see her countenance and letting Jesus hear her voice.
所以这个是我们
刚才我讲那个姐妹，
就是刚才讲那个姐妹，就是让主看到你的面貌，听见你的声音。
Why?
为什么
？Your voice is sweet.
因为你的声音是美丽的，柔和的。
Your countenance is lovely.
你的面貌秀美。
This is what we need to do.
这个是我们需要做的。
But in the course of doing this, we need to pay attention.
但是在我们做的当中，我们需要注意。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
We have to catch foxes. Catch foxes.
我们需要去抓狐狸。
Foxes can ruin our life.
那狐狸能来破坏我们的生活。
And foxes really are animals whose action, whose responsibility is to ruin anything.Which comes in its way.
那狐狸他们就是在他们的主要的工作就是要去破坏别人的的东西。
Here you can see two foxes, big ones.
我们可以看到有两个，一个是狐狸，大狐狸。
The one little foxes.
然后有小狐狸。
Big foxes means about behaviors which can be seen easily, which are not good.
那大
in the eyes of God, you know.To many people,
大狐狸就是我们能够看到比较明显的明显的行为在神面前还是在人面前可以看出来的。
No, this is true. some people gamble, some people smoke, some people go to evil places, like big foxes. People know them. God knows them, of course.
那所以这些就是好像我们如果会赌博、抽烟，还是会去不好的地方，啊、地方，这个是啊大狐狸。
Can be seen by God easily.
啊，可以啊，神就很容易看到。
But here it tells us we must catch this kind of foxes.
在这边告诉我们，我们要去把抓拿狐狸。
In other words, this kind of behaviors must be removed.
所以告诉我们，这种行为一定要啊啊，要一定要改掉。
But there are some little foxes which are not easy to catch, though not easy.
啊，但是有很多小狐狸啊啊，不容易去抓。
Not very easily visible.
啊，也看不清楚。
This also must be removed.
啊，这些也需要啊啊来处理。
除掉。
啊，除掉。
Otherwise, they will spoil the vine.
不然的话。
And the grapes.
他们会来破坏葡萄园。
Vines and grapes means our service to the Lord, the church.
那葡萄园这个葡萄，葡萄的枝子就是我们的教会，教会里。
So if we're not good, if I put big fox or a small fox,
啊，所以如果
we will harm the church.
我们如果是大狐狸还是小狐狸我们会影响和破坏教会。
Little foxes means our inner being, our inner self, our thoughts, our minds, or things that we do when people are not around us.
那小狐狸就是我们自己里面的思想，还是在我们自己的行为，当别人看不到我们的时候。
But God knows our heart very well, our actions very well when people do not know.
但是神知道我们的心，我们的行为，虽然别人不知道。
So we must get rid of these big and little foxes.
所以我们要去抓拿，要去擒拿这些狐狸。
And then you can see verse 16, we will be the beloved of God or Jesus, and Jesus is our love.
那再来十六节就说到良人属我，我也属他。
And then he.Feeds his flock among the lilies.
然后他在百合花中放羊群羊。
Lilies means the grace of God.
百合花是神的恩典。
Jesus said, "Look at the field. You know, the lilies don't have to spin, don't have to toil, and yet God takes care of them."
主耶稣说，那百合花不用劳苦，不用劳累，神就照顾他们。
If we can come out of the clefts of the rock,
那如果我们能够从洞穴中出来，
if we can come out of the secret places of the cliffs,
我们如果能够从陡岩的隐秘处出来，
then we can share with the Lord Jesus in building the palanquin.
那我们就能够跟主耶稣一起来建造华教。
Look at chapter 3.
我们来看第三章，
verse 6.
第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章第六节。
Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke perfumed with myrrh and frankincense with all the merchant's fragrant powders?
从旷野上来形状如烟柱，以墨药和乳香并商人各样香粉熏的是谁呢？
Verse 7.
第七节。
Behold, it is Solomon's couch with 60 valiant men around it of the valiant of Israel.
看啊，是所罗门的轿，四围有六千个勇士，都是以色列中的勇士。
Was it?
第八节。
They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has his sword on his thigh, because of fear in the night.
手都持刀，善于征战，腰间佩刀。防备夜间的惊慌。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon king made himself a palanquin.
所罗门王用黎巴嫩木作为自己造 一层华轿。
Verse 10,
第十节。
He made its pillars of silver, its support of gold, its seat of purple, its inner interior paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem.
轿柱是用银做的，轿底是用金做的，坐垫是紫色的，其中所铺的乃是耶路撒冷众女子的爱情。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and see King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his engagement, the day of the gladness of his heart.
十一节，众女子西安的众女子你们出去观看所罗门王头戴冠冕，就是他在婚宴的日子，心中喜乐的时候，他母亲给他戴上的。
Here we can see. The palanquin of Solomon.
这边我们可以看到所罗门王的华轿。
And palanquin, of course, spiritually would refer to the church.
那这个华教当然是指着教会。
It can refer to the church of the apostolic time.
能够来, 比喻成是在使徒行传,
especially the church. Can, this palanquin can also refer to the church, you know, in the end time, the true Jesus church.
那特别的这个华教也是指着在末世的真教会。
And this is made by King Solomon.
那这个是所罗门王所做的。
And if you look at these verses carefully,
我们如果把这一经, 这一段经节仔细的读,
And look at verse 6 again. No?
第六节,
Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with old merchants' fragrant powders? Oh, it's a question.
所以这是一个问题, 说这是谁呢? 从旷野上来, 形状如烟, 以没药和乳浆, 并商人各样的香粉。
It is a rhetorical question.
这个是一个, 没有答案的问题。
有答案的问题。 We have to look at the Bible to understand the Word of God.
我们能够来看读圣经来明白主,
So I think looking at the verses and pondering the messages would be very essential.
所以我们读经来想思考, 它的意思意义真的是很重要的。
It's a rhetorical question.
所以这个是, 已经有答案的问题。
Who is this?
这个是谁呢?
Out of the wilderness.
从旷野上来的是谁?
The answer is already partly given in the same verse.
那答案已经在这一个节, 这一节里面已经, 部分的给我们了。
Coming out of the wilderness.
从旷野上来。
What is wilderness?
旷野是什么?
Of course, wilderness can refer to the barrenness, the bleakness, and the fruitlessness of people.
旷野能够指着人们的不够，还是他们的枯干，他们的缺乏。
Fruitlessness.
他们的没有果子。
In the eyes of God, these people are very dry.
所以在神的, 眼里，这些人很枯干的。
These people are all the time bewildered, confused, and their lives are without a purpose.
那这些人, 他们生命里, 没有目标, 也没有目的。
And very easily, they can be devoured by a wild beast in the world, being tempted to sin against God, and eventually would perish.
那很容易的, 他们会被, 引诱, 然后会离弃神。
And then, of course, these kind of people have no hope of salvation.
所以当然这些人, 没有得救的盼望。
So wilderness can therefore refer to the hearts of people without God.
所以旷野就是指着那个没有相信人的心点。Another
meaning, of course, is the whole world. The whole world is the wilderness.
那另外一个意义就是整个世界其实就是旷野。
In this world, you can see a lot of believers mixing with unbelievers dwelling together.
那这个世界我们能够看到那些信徒还有不相信的人 都混合在一起,
In this world, there are a lot of sufferings, you know, pains and agonies, you know, and actually, especially satanic snares and temptations, enticement.
那在这个世界上, 有很多的罪恶, 很多, 魔鬼的引诱,
lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life prevail throughout the whole world.
眼目的情欲, 肉体的情欲, 和今生的骄傲, 在这个世界上到处都是。
It is like a wilderness.
这个就像是旷野。
However, true believers are different.
但是一个真信徒是不一样的。
We are called out, coming out of the wilderness.
我们是被从旷野叫出来的人。
Who is this coming out of the wilderness?
所以这个是谁从旷野出来呢?
Of course, the answer is you and me, who have been called by God out of this world.
当然答案就是你和我, 我们是被神呼召, 从旷野出来的。
And our hearts have been enlightened by God.
我们的, 心里已经被神所照明了。
It's no more wilderness.
再也没有旷野。
And also the world cannot be a wilderness to us anymore because we can overcome the world.
那再来, 我们不再于是属于这个世界的, 那世界, 也不是, 我们不是在这个世界上的旷野。 我们已经胜过了这个旷野, 这个世界。
How can it be possible?
那这个怎么可能呢?
Oh, because of the pillars of smoke.
因为是这个像, 如烟的这个形状如烟,
we come out like
烟柱,
the pillars of smoke. That is the reason.
我们从旷野出来形状是如烟柱, 这个就是原因。
pillars of smoke, of course. Spiritually, we can use other verses to refer prayers.
那这烟柱, 我们可以唱其他的经节,
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8 tells us that the incense, the smoke are the prayers, the saints are the saints' prayers.
那启示录第五章第八节告诉我们这个香柱的烟就是圣徒的祷告。
And therefore, these prayers, the most powerful prayers, speaking in tongues, as we mentioned in the Hosanna outreach, huh?
所以这个祷告烟柱就是我们在 Hosanna 谈到的这个圣灵。
The most powerful prayer, speaking in tongues.
那最有力量的祷告就是灵言的祷告。
That's why Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all.
所以保罗才说，我讲灵言比你们众人更多。
And that's why he says, you cannot stop speaking in tongues.
所以他才告诉我们说，你不可以停止用灵言祷告。
That is why we need to come out of the wilderness through prayers.
所以这个就是我们要 借着祷告从旷野当中出来。
But the most important message actually this refers to the Holy Spirit. Prayers, speaking in tongues, the Holy Spirit.
那这个最主要是指的很重要的就是圣灵中灵言的祷告。
Through coming out through the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵中出来。借着圣灵出来。
In other words, because of the downpour of the Holy Spirit, the church was established.
因为圣灵的降临, 所以教会被建立。
Is it not true? During the time of the apostles, the Holy Spirit came down, then church was built.
对不对? 在圣灵降临, 在使徒时代, 然后教会就被建立。
The church in the apostolic time was built by the Holy Spirit, by the word of God, by the blood of Jesus.
那使徒时代的教会是借着圣灵建立 神主耶稣的血建立的。
神的话跟血。
神的话和血建立。
This is what happened.
所以这个就是,
Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵降临,
they spoke in tongues.
他们灵言祷告,
Peter started preaching.
那彼得开始,
and then he baptized.
彼得开始正道, 然后众人受洗。
This sequence is very clear.
所以这个是很清楚的。
But it all started off with the pillars of smoke, Holy Spirit coming down.
所以这个都是从, 烟柱开始, 圣灵降临。
Just like the pillars of cloud and pillars of smoke in the ancient time, prefiguring the Holy Spirit today.
就像是以前的圆柱、烟柱，这个就是代表今天的圣灵。
Today the same, truth is just the same.
今天在今天的教会也是一样。
We have come out of the wilderness.
我们要从旷野当中出来。
We have already come out of the wilderness.
我们已经从旷野当中出来。
Because we have been baptized.
因为我们已经受洗了。
And we have received the Holy Spirit.
我们也受到圣灵。
We are in the truth of the church.
我们在真耶稣教会里。
End time true church, which is growing throughout the whole world. The end time true church.
那,
which is growing throughout the whole world.
那末世的真教会会,
This is we are the true church.
我们就是真教会。
Growing throughout the whole world.
我们会, 在世界, 我们会,
正在世界上成长。开展。
这是教会在世界上开展。
We are part of the church.
我们是教会的一部分。
As we grow,
当我们成长的时候,
we can become very fragrant.
我们就能够变成很清香。
Perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchant's fragrant powders.
有墨药、乳香，还有各样的香粉。
Myrrh actually a little bit bitter.
墨药是有一点苦的。
But very fragrant.
但是很香。
I still got a lot at home.
我在家里还有很多。
So we did some TCM before the Chinese. It's one of the herbs of in the traditional Chinese medicine.
所以在中药有很多，就是有墨药。
And frankincense is very sweet.
乳香很甜。
So these two myrrh and frankincense refer to our good behaviors because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以墨药和乳香, 指着我们的好行为, 借着圣灵。
So you can see, we are to grow, to give forth fragrance for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道我们要为主耶稣发出香气。
You see, if you look at the pillars of smoke, smoke going up, isn't it spread?
所以我们如果看到这个烟柱，烟应该是往上飘的。
And that means we are always looking forward towards God.
就代表着我们一直都是向着神。
That is what Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章告诉我们
18, we must look towards something up there all the time.
那十八节告诉我们说我们就是要往天上看。
But sometimes if you look at the pillar of smoke, it's not very steady, isn't it?
但是我们有时候看这个烟柱烟不是很稳。
Actually, the smoke is not very beautiful. Not that beautiful.
那其实我们看烟的话，其实烟不是那么漂亮。
It tells us sometimes our lifestyle might not be that fragrant or very beautiful.
所以告诉我们，我们的生活有时候其实不是那么的好看。
Not very steady.
不是很稳固。
But then we can be very fragrant by the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们如果借着圣灵能够变成很具有香气。
Even though we are pillars of smoke.
那虽然我们是烟柱。
We can be with myrrh and frankincense.
我们能够成为有末药和香古香。
Power of the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵的能力。
This is what Paul tells us so clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
所以这个是在更多后书保罗告诉我们。
Verse 15, he said, we must diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
所以告诉我们说，我们要去散播神的香气，主的香气。
This is very important.
所以这个是很重要的。
To say we must preach to more people, telling people that we are of the True Jesus Church. We need to help them to grow, to come to the True Jesus Church, just like we have come out of the wilderness.
所以我们要去传福音，告诉更多的人，就像我们是从旷野中出来的。
So the answer is further given in verse 7.
所以这个答案在第七节更进一步告诉我们。
Verse 6. Who is this coming out of the wilderness?
所以第六节说，从这旷野当中出来的是谁？
Verse 7.
第七节。
Behold, here is Solomon's couch.
看所罗门的轿。
This couch is not exactly the same as the palanquin. The palanquin is more beautiful. Couch is not that beautiful, not as beautiful.
这个轿跟华轿有点不太一样，这个轿比较没有那么漂亮。
It is Solomon's couch.
这个是所罗门的轿。
We need to grow.
我们需要成长。
Look at this couch.
我们看着这一个轿。
With 60 valiant men around it.
四围有60个勇士。
60 is not a literal number.
60个不是一个小的数字。
In other words, it's not actually 60. It means many.
这不是真的是60，就是代表很多。
Because a couch doesn't need 60 people to take care of it anyway.
因为一个轿子其实不需要有那么多人，60个人来撑着它。
Four people, eight people would be more than enough.
四个人还是八个人就很够了。
But here, 60 means many, many.
但是60个代表着很多很多。
Who are these 60 people?
这些60个人是什么？
Valiant of Israel.
是以色列中的勇士。
We are the valiant of Israel.
我们是以色列中
的勇士。We must have seen a palanquin, right? We must have seen a couch.
我们一定有看过轿子。
And inside you can see important people being carried.
我们可以看到里面有很重要的人坐在里面。
But this is spiritually the Church of Jesus Christ.
但是在属灵上，这个是神的真教会。
It is so powerful with 60 valiant soldiers.
那是很有力量的，有60个勇士。
For the church to grow, we need to have powerful workers.
要教会成长，我们需要有工人。
We need good full-time workers.
我们需要有全时间的工人。
Good, not just 全时间 ，good ones, powerful ones.
要有能力好的全时间的工人。
We need to have good elders and deacons.
我们需要有好的长子和执事。
We need to have good board members.
我们需要有好的这个负责人。
We need to have dedicated RE teachers.
我们需要有认真工作的宗教教育老师。
These are the valiant soldiers of God.
这些都是神的勇士。
If they can do well,
那如果他们能够认真工作
，all the other members will do well.
其他的信徒也能够
they will follow
做很好。
Us because we follow Jesus.
他们能够跟随我们，因为我们跟随主耶稣。这个是保罗说的。
Learn from me.Because I learn from Christ.
你要向我学习，因为我向基督学习。
This is how we can be the valiant soldiers of Christ.
这个就是我们
for the palanquin of Jesus.
这个是我们能够怎么样成为这个华教的勇士。
Why we are called valiant soldiers?
那为什么我们称为勇士呢？
There are some conditions here.
有一些条件。
And these conditions are in verse 8.
这些条件是在第八节。
They all hold swords.
他们都持刀。
Swords, holding swords mean you are in possession of swords.
所以拿着刀子就是我们具有刀子。
Words, the swords are the words of God.
这个刀就是神的话。
In English, it's swords, 宝剑哈。
宝剑是神的话。
Which is the words of God.
所以这个刀、宝剑、刀和宝剑就是神的话。
Valiant soldiers must have the word of God.
所以勇士一定需要具备有神的话。
That is why you can, for example, you know, for the past year or so, you know, we've got full-time TTP students who always study the Word of God, don't day and night.
所以我们知道过去一年这些神学生他们每天都来查考神的话。
That is why, you know, in Africa now we spend more than 50% of our time in Africa training workers.
这个就是因为我们为什么在非洲的时候我们花了50% 以上的时间来训练工人。
In the beginning, just go and preach and evangelize.
刚开始我们只是进去那里然后传福音。
And then we baptize people.
然后我们只是施行洗礼。
Immediately we must train them.
那立刻的我们需要来教导他们神的话。
Otherwise, when we go, how can they lead the church members?
不然的话他们怎么带领教会的信徒。
For example, just recently, we just started a country in Zambia.
最近我们在Zambia,
a few months ago, 4个月前
在 Zambia, 我们开始有教会。
And we started training people.
我们开始训练工人。
And by God's grace, in February, we are going there again.
那因为借着神的恩典我们在二月的时候还会再去一次。
Every year,
每一年
we have to send almost about 10 trips to Africa.
我们需要计划有十次来去
访问 different countries,
去不同的国家去访问非洲。
Because there are now 13 countries in Africa where we have to teach the church.
现在我们有13个国家在非洲有13个国家。
10 of them are English speaking ones.
那十个是英文为主。
More than 100churches and prayer houses.
有超过100个教会和祈祷所。
Many thousand members.
有好几千个信徒。
And many of them are growing.
很多他们都在成长。
Why?
为什么?
Because of valiant soldiers.
因为有勇士。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
For example, now in one country in Africa, we can send the workers, local workers, to go abroad to the neighboring countries to preach the word of God and train up workers.
我们现在有办法借着他们有从
two countries.
非洲有两个国家能够从他们两个国家的工人派到别的国家来训练还有传福音。
This is because of they are being trained as valiant soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是因为他们被训练成为所罗门教的勇士。
This is the first condition. They must hold swords. That means they must know the Bible well.
这个是第一个条件，他们要持着宝剑这个刀，那他们需要知道神的话。
But that is not enough.
这个不够。
Because we can know the words of God very well.
我们可以知道神的话，很清楚知道神的话。
But can we use the words of God?
但是我们有办法善用神的话吗？
But these valiant soldiers, they can being expert in war, they can use the swords expertly.
但是这些勇士有办法，他们善于征战，有办法。
Many brothers and sisters, they know water baptism must be, you know, in living water, head bowed down, you know, in the name of Jesus, total immersion. They can talk, but when you ask them to preach, is it? Go to the preacher.
那很多我们很多弟兄姐妹都知道道理，我们要受洗头低下，奉主耶稣圣名。但是我们要传福音的时候，我们就说。让传道去传吧。
You see why? Because they know, but they can't use.
为什么呢？他们知道，但是没有办法用。
But these valiant soldiers not just knowing God's words, but they know how to use God's words.
但是这些勇士不但知道神的话，他们善用神的话。
Is that enough?
这够吗
？Is two conditions? Is that enough?
这两个条件够吗
？I know. I have the word of God holding swords. I also know how to use God's words.Are they sufficient, these two conditions?
我们知道我们持有神的话我们也能够用神的话那这两个条件够吗
No, not enough.
不够的。
We must be willing to do the work of God.
我们需要愿意来做神的工。
That is the meaning. Every man has his sword on his thigh, ever ready. On his thigh means ever ready. I'm willing to do it.
所以他才这样说到腰间佩刀所以每个时刻都已经准备好了。
Willingness, 心甘情愿的去做 willing, I'm willing to do it.
那就心甘情愿的去做。
So we need to hold the words of God. We need to be expert. We need to put it near our thigh, not somewhere else.
所以我们要持刀，善于征战，然后放在腰间，准备。
Anytime we can fight.
任何时刻都能够征战。
Willingness.
都愿意去征战。
Full-time workers,
这个
they are willing to do God's work.
全世界的工人，他们愿意为神工作。
Deacons, elders, board members, they are willing to serve God.
这长职啊，执事还有负责人，他们愿意为神工作。
They are not forced to do God's work.
他们不是被迫为神工作。
This kind of power, so these kind of workers will be very, very great.
这种从这些工人出来的能力就会很有能力。
And then we will not fear in the night.
所以在夜间就不会惊慌。
With the words of God, and we know how to use the word of God.The devil, darkness cannot overcome us.
所以我们有神的话，能够用神的话，在黑暗的时候，他们就没有办法胜过我们。
In times of darkness, when we are attacked by darkness, we can overcome darkness.
在黑暗的时候，当人来攻击我们的时候，我们能够胜过黑暗。
Like Joseph, when he was attacked, he was able to use God's word. How can I sin God, sin against God, you know, with this kind of great sin?
那约瑟当他被击打的时候，攻击的时候，他说：“我怎么能够做这大恶得罪神呢？”
We need to have the word of God.And use the word of God and ready to fight with the word of God.
我们需要有神的话，能够用神的话，然后能够随时随刻的能够征战。
And devil will flee from us.
那他们就会
Satan will flee from us.
撒旦就会逃离我们。
But in the course of doing this, we can see the building of the palanquin uses more materials, more other materials.
那所以在这个其中，我们可以看到。这个华教还用更多的其他的
Verse 9,
其他的材料啊。
Verse 9,
第九节。
Of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon king, the king made himself a palanquin. So he used Lebanon wood to build palanquin.
所以所罗门王用黎巴嫩木来造华教。
What is this Lebanon wood?
这个黎巴嫩木是什么？
Cedar, very hard wood.
这个是很坚硬的木头。
Incorruptible.
没有办法被朽坏的
good fragrance
很有香气
what does this refer to
那这个是代表的什么
of course it can refer to the gospel which is incorruptible
所以当然代表着神的福音这个是没有办法朽坏的
more importantly it refers to the people of God
所以更重要的是指着神的人民
the workers of God
神的工人
who are so durable so strong so fragrant like wood of Lebanon workers of God
他们很坚固很具有香气，就像黎巴嫩的香木。
Another material is silver.
另外一个就是有用银子。
The pillars are made of silver.
教柱是用银做的。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思
？Silver and gold always refer to holiness of workers.
那银和金都是指着工人的圣洁。
That's what Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 and 21.
在提摩太后书第二章
verses 20 and 21.
20和21节。
We can see Paul says in the house of God there are many kinds of vessels.
说明保罗说在神的家中有很多不同的器皿。
But we need to be vessels of silver and gold.
有金的器皿，有银的器皿。
The pillars referring to the important workers of God.
所以这个柱子是指着神重要的工人。
They must be made of silver and gold.
他们一定是要用金和银所做的。
In other words, life must be sanctified.
所以他们的生活要圣洁。
If not, they cannot work for God.
所以他们要成圣，不然的话，他们没有办法为神工作。
If we want to build the palanquin of Solomon, we must be silver pillars.
所以为着要建造这一座华教，我们需要成为银和金。
Otherwise, it's not beautiful anymore.
不然的话就不是华丽的。
Not only this.
不但是这样。
Look at the best is made of gold.
我们看最好的都是金做的。
底。
底。
The supports.
底是做底是金做的。
Gold base, silver pillars. How beautiful. How wonderful.
银的柱，金的椅，这是多么漂亮。
多么漂。
多么
纯洁。
纯洁，多么纯洁。
We need to be vessels of silver and gold.
所以我们需要成为银和金的器皿。
But if you look at the inside of the palanquin,
但是我们如果看这个华教里面
there's a seat.
有一个座位。
The seat is of purple color.
坐垫是紫色的。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思
？Purple means the color of the blood.
紫是血的颜色。
Because most people say the blood is red color, actually is a lot of purple color in it.
很多人说血是红色的，但其实里面有很多的紫色。
So this here, the seat belongs to Jesus.
所以这一个坐垫是属于主耶稣的。
Is of blood color.
这是属血色的坐垫。
It is.To tell us, this palanquin actually is purchased by the blood of Jesus.
所以告诉我们，这个华教是神主用血所买来的。
And this seat belongs to him.
这个坐垫是座位是属于他的。
It is inside the palanquin.
这个是在华教里面的。
It means it's the center of the church.
告诉我们这个是教会的中心
is Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣
Jesus is the king.
那主就是我们的王
He's the only one who is qualified to sit on this purple seat.
他是唯一能够配得坐在这个坐垫上的人
For he has redeemed us with his blood.
因为他已经用他的血来赎我们了
It is good enough we are silver pillars and gold base and Lebanon wood. Very wonderful.
所以我们成为黎巴嫩的木银座的这个柱子然后脚底的金子
Already too wonderful
这个已经太美好了
We cannot sit on the seat
我们不可以坐在这个座位上
Because the seat belongs to Jesus
因为这个座位是属于主耶稣的
It means we cannot be the head of the church
告诉我们不能成为教会的头
We cannot control the church
我们不可以控制教会
Sometimes you can see in the church or they can be a worker He's, I'm the king, I want to control the church
有时候我们看到教会里面有人说他我是王我要来指挥教会
He wants to sit on the seat, purple seat
他要坐在这个紫色的坐垫上
God will not be happy
神不会高兴
Because that belongs to Jesus
因为那个是属于主耶稣的
It means let God be the head of the church
所以主耶稣神是教会的头
All authorities are given to Jesus Christ
所有的权柄都给了主
We only follow him
我们只是跟随他
Everything we do must be conformed to the Bible
我们所有所做的事情一定要照着圣经
We can have new ideas, new suggestions, but make sure they are not too far away or not far away from the Bible.
我们可以有新的想法、新的计划，但是不可以离开圣经。
Put God first in our life.
我们要把神放在我们生命的第一
位。And then the whole church will be wonderful.
这样我们整个教会就很美好。
And it will be full of love.
就会充满爱。
Inside the church, you can see a lot of good decoration.
在教会里面，我们就可以看到很漂亮的装饰。
What?Is the decorating material within the church?
所以教会里面装饰的用品是什么？材料是什么
？It says here so clearly, verse 10.
告诉我们很清楚第十节。
Its interior is paved with the love of the daughters of Jerusalem.
里面所铺的是耶路撒冷众女子的爱情。
It means all the brothers and sisters they have love. Everybody is with love. The church is full of love. The decoration is not that pot of flowers.All this, no, it's the love of Jesus Christ.
所以各位弟兄姐妹都是有充满着爱而不是其他的装饰。
Of course, good lighting, good buildings are good.
那当然。
But if the hearts are not good, if the workers are not good, if the brothers and sisters without love, this building will not be blessed by God.
当然，一个很美丽的这个建筑物是很好的，但是如果我们没有弟兄姐妹没有神的爱，那这个建筑物就我们教会就不好。
A few weeks ago, I was in a country, Tanzania.
前几个礼拜我在这个一个国家Tanzania.
Tanzania. Now, there, many children received the Holy Spirit.
那好多个孩子们他们都得到圣灵。
But we were in a building without a roof.
但是我们是在一个没有
屋顶，
没有屋顶，没有屋顶的建筑物里。
No windows, no doors.
也没有窗户，也没有门。
And just four walls.
只是四个墙壁。
And the floor is not actually cemented.
那这个地板也不是水泥的地板。
Oh, but thank God, this was just finished. I received an email yesterday. This building is finished now.
但是感谢神哦，昨天收到一个邮件他说这个会堂已经盖好了。
It's very beautiful. Okay, I cannot compare with this one, of course.
很漂亮，但是当然跟我们这边没有办法比。
But God sees our heart.
但是神看着我们的心。
Really, God sees our heart rather than a physical building.
但真的神是看着我们的内心，而不是建筑物。
But if our building is good, we can glorify God. If our hearts are wonderful, and then we can glorify God much better.
当我们建筑物好，我们能够荣耀神；但是我们的心如果好，我们更能够荣耀神。
But if we were to ask God to choose.Of course, he will choose a beautiful hearts, hearts of love, rather than a physical building.
如果我们说，要神来选择，当然神是选择我们漂亮的内心，而不是漂亮的建筑物。
This is the palanquin of Solomon.
所以这个就是所罗门王的华轿。
Its interior is paved with love of believers.
其中所铺的乃是耶路撒冷众女子的爱心。
So you can see the materials used to build the church in the end time or in the apostolic time.So clear.
所以我们可以看到建筑教会的材料我们能够看得很清楚。
From verse 6,
第六节。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们需要圣灵来帮助我们。
Then we have myrrh and frankincense, good behaviors.
然后我们有没药乳香好行为。
And then we have got the valiant soldiers.
然后我们有勇士。
They are qualified.
他们具有条件。
And then we have got this Lebanon wood, powerful workers who cannot be defeated.
那我们有
Lebanon wood.
黎巴嫩木, 他们很坚固, 没有办法被, 不会被胜过。
Silver pillars. Gold base,
银做的, 柱, 金的底,
purple seat,
紫的坐垫,
interior with the love of believers.
其中是众人的爱,
this is a palanquin of Solomon.
这个是所罗门的画像,
Solomon means peaceable.
那所罗门就是, 意思就是平安,
the palanquin of Solomon is the Church of Jesus Christ.
所以所罗门王,
Prince of Peace.
的华教就是, 主耶稣的教会。
If we can do this,
如果我们有办法这样做,
what would be the result?
什么是,
what would
结果是什么?
Be the ultimate result?
最终的结果是什么?
Verse 11.
第十一节,
Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and see King Solomon with a crown which, with which his mother crowns him on the day of his engagement. The day of gladness of his heart. This is the result.
所以这个就是结果在十一节。
The believers,
我们的,
once prepared, what can we see?
我们在装备之后会得到什么?
What can we see? 看到什么?
Okay, 看到什么?
See King Solomon with a crown on his head.
我们可以看到所罗门王戴头戴华冠冕。
Who is, what is this crown on Solomon's head? On the head of Jesus?
在这个华冠在主耶稣头上的华冠是什么? 冠冕是什么?
It says it is crowned by the mother.
因为这个是他母亲给他戴上的。
The mother crowns him.
母亲给他戴上的。
That means the church becomes the crown of Jesus.
就说到这个教会变成主耶稣的冠冕。
If you say this head,
我们如果看到这个头,
gold crowns the head. 金啊, crowns the head.
The gold, 那个金来, 变成冠冕, 戴上冠冕。
Silver crowns the head.
那银, 戴上冠冕。
Now, the mother crowns Solomon.
然后母亲给他戴上冠冕。
Mother actually is the church.
母亲是教会。
So I mean the church crowns Jesus Christ.
所以教会来为, 主耶稣戴上冠冕。
成为,
Matthew
chapter 12, verse 50, very clear. Jesus says, Who are my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters? Those who obey the will of God, you are the mother, my mother, the church.
主耶稣说, 谁是我的母亲, 我的弟兄呢? 就是那来相信他, 的人, 就是我们每一个人。
In other words, if we want to go to heaven eventually,
就告诉我们, 如果我们要, 上天国,
we must become the crown on the head of Jesus.
我们需要成为主耶稣头上戴的冠冕。
Don't be surprised.
不要感觉很惊讶。
This is, we can see many verses that we must become the crown or the crowns in Revelation on the head of Jesus.
我们需要变成, 主耶稣头上所戴的冠冕。
What does it mean?
这什么意思?
It means Jesus can use us to glorify him.
就告诉我们神能够, 主耶稣能够借着我们来荣耀他。
This crown means victory.
这冠冕代表着胜利,
means glory.
代表着荣耀。
This is what the Bible tells us all the time. We must glorify God with our bodies, with our life.
这个就圣经告诉我们, 很多次, 就是我们要, 用我们的生活来荣耀神。
身体, 生命, 生活。
我们的, 身体, 生命, 生活来荣耀神。
That is the crown that becomes the crowns of Jesus.
所以我们要成为, 主耶稣的冠冕。
So go and look at Solomon. Jesus now is being crowned by Urban Church, for example.
我们可以说, 现在主耶稣, 被尔湾教会,
戴上冠冕。 That means we can glorify God.
告诉我们说我们能够荣耀神。
That would be beautiful, isn't it?
这个就很美。
This would be wonderful.
我就是,
就很好。 If we can, 美妙, if we can become the crown of Jesus,
我们如果能够成为, 主耶稣的冠冕,
then Jesus will give us a crown of life.
那主耶稣就会给我们生命的冠冕。
Is it not?
不是这样吗?
First Corinthians chapter 9, right?
哥林多前书第九章,
verse 25,
第25节,
tells us that an imperishable crown will be given to us.
告诉我们，那不朽坏的冠冕就会赐给我们。
And Second Timothy,
在提摩太后书
chapter four,
第四章
verse eight,
第八节
tells us that this crown is called the crown of righteousness.
告诉我们这个是公义的冠冕。
And then in James chapter one,
然后在雅各书第一章
verse twelve,
第十二节
crown of life,
这个是生命的冠冕。
And then in First Peter.
在彼得前书
chapter 5,
第五章
verse 4,
第四节
crown of glory,
那个是荣耀的冠冕。
all these crowns will be given to us.
所以这所有的冠冕都会赐给我
们。 But the condition is we must become the crown of Jesus first.
但条件就是我们首先要成为主耶稣所戴的冠冕。
How do we do it?
我们要怎么做呢？
Build the palanquin of Solomon.
我们需要来建造所罗门王的华轿。
God will bless us.
那神就会祝福我们。
Then we can grow and glorify God. We can meet in heaven eventually.
那我们就能够荣耀神，那能够在天上看到神。
在天上见天国见面，
在天国见面
，we can meet in heaven。
我们就应该天
国见面。Is it not our goal in life? Eventually, we must meet in heaven.
这个不是我们生活所追求的目标吗？以后能够在天上见到神的面。
彼此见面了。
彼此见面。
Of course, we see God.
当然我会看到神。
This is our goal of life.
这个是我们生命的目标。
We cannot lose sight of this.
我们不可以把这个忘记。
Then.Joy in this world, eternal life in heaven will be sure for us.
所以在世上的喜乐，然后天上永远的生命就属于我们。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
So that we can grow higher and higher.
我们能够更往上。